Now, we've talked about this many times. Everything in the world is broken. The weather is broken. We have tornadoes, earthquakes, typhoons. God didn't plan for the earth to be that way. It's broken by sin. We know that the economy is broken. Anybody want to agree with that? Okay? And it doesn't work perfectly. We know your body does not work perfectly, right? Things don't work the right way. Your body is broken. Nobody has a perfect body except me.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
If you have a Bible, open to Psalm 139. When people are hurting, they need simple truth, not simplistic truth. It's not enough to tell somebody who is hurting, Jesus is the answer. Now, of course, we know Jesus is the answer, but we must show how he is the answer. Does that make sense? And for 30 years at Saddleback, we've been giving not simplistic, but simple answers that have a great, deep theological meaning behind them. It's not enough to just say, pray, read your Bible, and go to church. You got to help people know how to make changes in their lives. Now, the Bible says there's nothing simple about you. You're very complex. You're multifaceted. You're not easy to understand. You're not easy to explain. There are many factors and there are many forces that create you. In Psalm 139, verse 14, David says, "Thank you, Lord, for making me so wonderfully complex." Circle that on your outline, wonderfully complex. Guys, if you're sitting next to your wife, whisper into her ear right now, "Honey, you are wonderfully complex." And then wives, you whisper back, "You are amazingly simple." You know, men just have an on and off switch. Women, they've got all these gauges and dials and buttons and, you know, procedures. Men, it's just kind of on and off. Actually, the Bible says we're all wonderfully complex. And to become all that God intends for you to be, you have to look at every dimension of your life, not just one. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 18. I love this in the Message paraphrase. A person who fears God deals responsibly with all of reality, not just a piece of it. If you're going to be who God wants you to be, you're going to have to look at every area of your life, every factor, every facet, every force in your life, and deal with all of them to be all God means for you to be. Now today, I want us to look at this subject of being who God meant you to be, and I'm calling it winning the hand you're dealt. Because there are actually five factors in your life, not one, but five, that influence your identity and who you are. Do you remember the parable of the talents? Jesus said the master goes out and he gives one guy 10 talents and another guy 5 talents and another guy 1 talent. And then he says, "Go off and make the most of what I've given you." You're not going to be responsible for talents you weren't given. You're not going to be judged by God for opportunities you didn't have. But God is going to judge you one day and evaluate your life on what you did with what you were given. Now, the point of the parable of the talents is we don't get the same thing. We don't have the same talents. We don't have the same background. We don't have the same pains. We don't have the same problems. We don't have the same potential. We don't have the same anything, except we're all loved by God. We are all unique. We are all different. But there are five factors that create your identity. You did not choose these factors. God dealt them to you. And just as you didn't choose your talents, you didn't choose the talents you didn't get, you didn't choose a lot of other things in your life that make you you.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
In five-card stud poker, you have to play the cards you're dealt. You don't get to mix and match them. You don't get to say, I want to play his hand. You can only play the cards you are dealt. Now, in many ways, this is a metaphor in life. There are some things that you have been dealt in life. You didn't choose them. You didn't choose your parents. You didn't choose when you were born, where you were born, how you were born. You didn't choose your race. You didn't choose your talents. You didn't choose the talents you don't have. There are a lot of things that make you you that you had no choice in at all. They're the hand you were dealt. But you got to play the hand you're dealt. And in many ways, this is a metaphor for life, that life is like a hand of poker, that you got to play the hand you're dealt. Now, the Bible tells us a lot about the factors that we're given in life that make us us. In fact, the Bible tells us four facts about the factors of our lives. The first thing, each of these cards represent a thing that makes you you, is that every one of these cards is flawed. Every one of these cards is marred by sin. Every one of these cards is imperfect, because nothing is perfect on this planet. The Bible says nothing is perfect except God's word on this planet. Now, we've talked about this many times. Everything in the world is broken. The weather is broken. We have tornadoes, earthquakes, typhoons. God didn't plan for the earth to be that way. It's broken by sin. We know that the economy is broken. Anybody want to agree with that? Okay? And it doesn't work perfectly. We know your body does not work perfectly, right? Things don't work the right way. Your body is broken. Nobody has a perfect body except me. We know that no relationship is perfect. that two imperfect people cannot create a perfect relationship. I've told you before, I married a sinner and Kay married a bigger one. So you can't have two imperfect people and have a perfect relationship. Nothing in your life will ever be perfect. If you expect perfection on earth, you're expecting heaven on earth, and you're going to be sorely disappointed. Friends, this is not heaven. This is earth. Nothing works correctly here. Everything works correctly in heaven. In heaven, there is no sorrow, no sadness, no tears, no trials, no troubles, no pain, no pressure, no conflict. But this is not heaven. We are to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it's done perfectly there, but not here. But this is not heaven. And so everything in your life, all of the factors that you've been dealt, have imperfections in them. And they're all marred by sin. Okay? That's the first thing we know. The second thing we know is that God sent Jesus as our Savior to not only save us from our sin, to save us into heaven, to save us out of hell, but to save us from ourselves. He sent us, sent Jesus to transform the cards we've been given, to change the deck, to turn it into a winning hand. That's what it means to have Jesus as your Savior. And we're going to talk about that today. The third thing that the Bible teaches is that one day you will give an account to God on how well you played your hand. And God isn't going to say, why didn't you play it like your brother did, or your mother, or your sister, or anybody else? Because you don't have the hand they were dealt. But God expects you to play the hand you're dealt in life to the best of your ability and to make the most of what you've got. And you will give an account of it one day. But the good news, and what I want us to look at today, is the Bible tells us to how to still win the game with the hand you've been dealt. What we're going to do today is I'm going to use this metaphor to talk about the five things that influence your life that make you you, and then what God says to do with them to make sure you turn it into a winning hand. If you want to understand who you really are, you have to understand the five factors that make you you. And I am using this metaphor, these five cards, to represent this. Now, the first factor that makes you you is what I call my chemistry. My chemistry. You might write that down. This is your chromosomes. It's your DNA. It's your genes. It's your hormones. It is your chemical makeup. At the most basic biological level, it's you and your body. Everything that happens to you in your life happens in your body, and your body is made up of chemicals. Now, some of you were born, for instance, with a hypersensitivity to pain. And you notice pain very, very easily. You're the princess in the pea. And if something doesn't fit right or feel right, you notice it immediately. It's not right or wrong. It's just the way you're wired. It's your chemistry. Others of you, you're born with a very high tolerance for pain. You know, I once cut the end off of a toe, and I didn't notice it till the end of the day. It's like, where'd that toe go? And it's not right or wrong, it's just the way I'm wired. Some of you were born with a low energy level. It's not right or wrong, it's just the way you were born. You're a low energy person. Others of you were born with a very high energy level. Every one of us have structural and chemical weaknesses in our bodies. Some of you have a predisposition to your back going out. It's just the way your body's wired. Some of us wear glasses. Some of us have weak eyesight. It's not right or wrong. It's just part of the way we're wired. Some of us are wired. We don't hear as well. You know, I'll tell you, about a year ago, I went to an ear doctor because I thought, I'm not hearing like I used to hear. And I thought, maybe it's too many rock concerts as a kid, or I still listen to music quite loud, and maybe I'm hurting my eardrums. So I went to an ear doctor, and he put me in one of these booths, put the, you know, earphones on me and said, you know, raise your hand when you hear this and raise your hand when you hear this. And when I finished, I came out and the guy was laughing. The doctor was laughing. And I said, what are you laughing about? He said, Pastor Rick, the megahertz frequency you cannot hear is the exact tone of your wife's voice. I said, thank you. Thank you. I now, honey, it's not like I'm not listening. I can't hear. Now, all of us have biological and chemical deficiencies, and these create emotional problems, these create physical problems, these create mental problems in our lives. If you have low thyroid, you can exercise all you want, and you're still going to have not enough energy because your thyroid's low. You need to get a thyroid supplement. It's a physical chemical reaction. If you have calcium deficiency in your body, you're going to have brittle bones. No matter how positively you think, you're going to have brittle bones. If you are low on a hormone, estrogen or testosterone, or you have an iron deficiency or any other chemical, it's going to affect you emotionally, mentally. It's going to affect you physically. You know, one of the ones I've been studying recently is the chemical oxytocin, which is the chemical that creates connection. It's the chemical that bonds you to other people. It's the relationship chemical that allows you to connect with others. If you are low on oxytocin, you have a difficult time connecting with others. This has been proven over and over. They did one study on prairie voles. Prairie voles are these little hamsters in the Midwest. And they discovered that prairie voles are one of the few animals that actually mate for life besides human beings. They're monogamous for life. In fact, if their mate dies, they will not find another mate. And this is very unusual among animals. And so they studied prairie voles and discovered that they're extremely high in oxytocin, that it connects them to each other. And when they lowered it in the prairie vole, they became as frisky as rabbits. Okay? It was a chemical thing. Oxytocin is released in a mother when she nurses a baby. When a woman holds a baby to her breast, it releases oxytocin not only in the baby, but in the mother, and it is the bonding chemical that binds and bonds a mother to her baby. It's an amazing thing that God has created in our bodies. When a husband and wife make love, when they have sex, it releases oxytocin in both the husband and the wife, and it bonds them emotionally together. That was God's idea. That's why marriages that don't have sex aren't as close as those that do, because they're missing that chemical component that bonds you together. It's also a reason why God says don't have sex with anybody outside of marriage, because you're going to be bonding emotionally to that person who's not your mate. And you're going to leave a piece of your heart there. And that's why rejection and unfaithfulness hurts so much, because sex is not simply a physical issue. It is an emotional and spiritual issue, and there's a chemical behind it too. They've even discovered that 20 minutes of petting a dog releases oxytocin in both the owner and the dog, and bonds the owner and the dog together. It draws them closer. Now, if you don't have oxytocin in quantity in your body, you're going to have a difficult time connecting with people. You're going to have a difficult time trusting people. It's simply part of your chemistry, and it's the way you're wired. Now, I want you to write this down. No flaw is sinful or shameful. In my physical body, in my biology, in my chemistry, no flaw in me is shameful or sinful. It's just the way you're wired. You know, the last taboo today is mental illness. People don't want to talk about it as if that's some kind of bad thing. Mental illness is no different than physical illness or spiritual or emotional illness. It has a chemical basis. And mental illness is no more need to be ashamed of than, say, cancer, or emotional illness needs no more to be ashamed of than, say, you got a degenerative disc in your back. It's just part of who you are, that everything in our lives is broken and there is a chemistry behind it. You know, the other day I bought a pair of jeans. And they're not these, but some other ones that were a little bit more distressed. And when I got them home, there was a little tag on them, and it said this: these jeans have intentional flaws in order to make them unique. I thought, I'd like to put that tag on every person. Your jeans, G-E-N-E-S, have flaws in them to make you unique. Why? Because you're not a carbon copy or a clone or mass-produced anything. Any artist knows that they'll often create a flaw in a picture or in a vase or in a piece of pottery to say, there's nothing else like this in the world. It has this unique flaw in it. I collect old Bibles. Bibles that have printing mistakes in them are actually more valuable than those with no mistakes. They cost far more as an antique. The flaw creates the uniqueness. Your genes have intentional flaws to create your uniqueness. And your flaws are a part of your custom design. And God designed you, and he even uses those flaws for his purpose and his glory. The Bible calls them, Paul calls them, my thorn in the flesh. Now, we don't actually know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. We know it was some kind of physical or mental disability that Paul carried all of his life. And Paul says, it forces me to be dependent upon God. In fact, he told the Galatians, the people in the city of Galatia, the area of Galatia in Greece, this here on the screen. Galatians 4:13, he says, you remember, you guys, that it was because of an illness that I came to you the first time preaching the good news. God used even an illness to get the gospel out. And this happened in Paul's life. And I'm sure the Galatians were glad that Paul got sick, because he ended up going to Galatia for whatever reason. We don't know why. And while he was there, he taught the good news. And those people were saying, we're going to go to heaven. So thank God Paul got sick. The first characteristic in your life that makes you you is your biology, your body, your chemistry. Now, the second thing that determines your identity is connections. My connections, my chemistry and my connections. My connections are my relationships in life. You are a product of your relationships, especially your early years relationships. Now, those relationships may have been good, or they may have been bad. They may have been healthy. They may have been unhealthy. May have been non-existent, or they may have been abusive. But you are a product of your relationships, particularly those early year relationships. Study after study, I've told you this before, has shown that your identity, how you see yourself, is largely determined by what you think the most important people in your life think of you. What you think the most important people in your life think of you tends to determine your self-image, your self-esteem, your self-concept. And that's why I've told you many times, make sure Jesus is the most important person in your life. Because he's going to love you unconditionally, and he's going to tell you the truth.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
My prayer is that our study today is going to give you a deeper understanding of every blessing that we have in our life in Christ. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You can visit our website. You can call the 1-800 number. And by the way, if you want to send a gift in to help us expand this ministry, I deeply appreciate it. Thanks so much for your friendship and your support. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.